Well, at first, I was just hoping it would be over soon. And so I was just cleaning house and visiting friends. And but then money started getting a little short.
Eric Adam is an Air Force veteran and has worked for the federal government for over 20 years. For the last three, he's been in Juneau with the Forest Service. He's an administrator, supporting the agency's work in many ways.
You do all kinds of things. It could be anything from changing a cartridge in the copy machine, or I know it just sounds mundane, but there's really a lot of work that needs to be done to make sure things go on schedule, because if they don't, it costs money.
Except now, everything's off schedule. Adam works in the federal building with about 90 other Forest Service employees, and nearly all of them have had to stay home since the shutdown began. Adam says the shutdown is already hurting federal workers. He's had to make partial payments on his rent and electric bill, and the worst part for him, he wasn't able to make his child support payment this month. That comes out of his paycheck automatically, but his last paycheck didn't come at all. He says his situation is not unique.
Everyone is going through the same thing. Only their own situations aren't being taken care of. You know, it could be their pets, it could be whatever, their children, their grandchildren, a sick parent.
Adam says he's received some support from friends and others in Juneau, but he's also heard a lot of criticism directed toward federal workers who've spoken out about what they're dealing with.
You know, they're whiners and that they're all on paid vacation. And that just irked me so much. We're real people, and we're not just a bunch of whiners either. We're here to serve them. You know, the folks who have the wrong impression of us, we're here to serve them as well.
Adam isn't the only one who's been bothered by the negativity. Bunty Reed was at a church potluck when friends told her about a Facebook post they'd seen, written by a federal worker.
Somebody had posted a thank you to somebody that had bought them a cup of coffee. And, you know, they just were being appreciative of it. And instead of that standing, it sort of went, you should have saved money, blah, 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 just this awful, judgmental group of trolls that started coming in and saying terrible things.
The next morning, with her family, an idea was born over ham and eggs.
We're going to do a breakfast.
Reed called her pastor about using the church, and the rest fell into place. All the food, paper plates, napkins, everything was donated. Reed estimates about 40 people showed up last Saturday to volunteer at the fundraiser, and almost 100 came to eat.
Find something good. There's cereal and oatmeal and all kinds of casseroles.
Do you have any idea what your donations are?
Nope, I haven't stopped to count.
The final count was over $2,500. Reed wants to distribute that money to as many federal workers as possible, although they're still sorting out the logistics. Adam, who volunteered at the event, says he appreciates the support.
I'll tell you what, we federal employees are so grateful for the community's help to us right now. And I guarantee you they'll get it 100-fold back.
The way they'll give back, Adam says, is by doing their jobs. Any day now.
We want to start up again, man. We're just wanting to go, you know? I'm tired of this. I want to go to work.
Juneau Economic Development Council estimates there are nearly 700 federal workers in Juneau, not counting the Coast Guard. Altogether, the wages they missed out on last payday total over $2 million. If the shutdown continues through this Friday, they'll miss that much again. In Juneau, I'm Zoe Gruskin.